Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. In his book titled Content Inc., Joe Polizzi shares countless studies of brands of all sizes from around the world about how they've built large audiences and highly successful businesses around the practice of content marketing. In his research for the book, Joe found that each of these case studies shared a common formula. And according to Joe, there are six steps in the Content Inc. model that each person or brand has taken. And I want to take a minute just to explain these to you. Step one in the Content Inc. model is finding the sweet spot. Joe describes this as identifying a topic that you are competent in and that you are also very passionate about. Step two is to determine how you can tilt your topic to find a place where there is little to no competition. Step three is to establish the number one channel for publishing your content, such as a blog, a podcast, or YouTube, for example. Step four is all about using social media and other platforms to drive traffic to your content and turn your readers or viewers into your subscribers. Step five is where we should be expanding our content into other channels. And step six is all about monetizing. After reading Content Inc., I realized that this formula was almost exactly how we built our own company. So I was determined to seek out examples in real estate of companies and individuals on the front line of the industry who have followed the same path. What I found after months of searching for real estate examples was that they are very few and far between. The agents and agencies who are using content marketing to grow their business have a huge advantage when it comes to getting attention anywhere, whether it's online or offline. In this mission of ours to find people in real estate who are using the practice of content marketing to grow their business, I met an amazing woman and equally inspiring real estate agent by the name of Gia Lee. Located in Perth, Gia started her career in real estate toward the end of 2015. With a background in the finance industry and a Bachelor of Marketing and Media, Gia was recently ranked fourth on the REIWA top rookie list. While this is impressive in and of itself, it's Gia's approach to content marketing that I'd like to share with you. In an interview that I did with Gia on this very podcast a few episodes ago, she told me about how when delivering her DL cards to local homeowners, she realized it was going to be difficult to get attention if she was just one of several agents spamming someone's mailbox. Unknowingly to Gia at the time, she then started her journey along the Content Inc. model. Gia knew that she was passionate about other people's stories of success, and she knew that she was great at speaking to people. Gia decided to use that passion and skill set to do something no one else in her market is doing. She started interviewing local entrepreneurs and people of influence in her local market about their stories of success and how real estate has played a part in that story. Gia chose her website to feature those interviews in the form of a blog, with images of her interviewing these inspiring entrepreneurs. Gia used social media to amplify her latest interview each week to drive traffic to her website and turn readers into subscribers. Gia is now diversifying her content by holding a live event where she invites VIPs to meet some of these amazing entrepreneurs and hear them share their stories on stage. Gia just happens to sell real estate. And with no experience in the industry until less than 12 months ago, she is outperforming agents many years her senior. The highly regarded marketing expert Seth Godin famously said a few years ago that content marketing is the only marketing left. Seth went on to say, and I'm paraphrasing here, that teaching your customers and giving them the resources to believe you is the new marketing. They become a fan of yours because you teach them something that makes them feel better about the world. Consumers today have all the power. They have all the information that traditionally only we as real estate agents could provide. But today, if you're not creating value outside of the real estate transaction, my fear for you is that it's going to be very difficult to get attention. Gia Lee shows us that content marketing can be the ultimate business advantage in real estate today. Her audience isn't calling in three other agents when they're thinking of selling. They're not going to an agent review site or a flat fee model platform. They're calling Gia because she delivered valuable content without any expectation of an immediate return, knowing that one day she would be there when her audience needed her. My hope for all real estate consumers is that examples like this are not rare. A rising tide lifts all boats, as they say. And the more Gia Lees we have in real estate, the better our industry will be. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.